Manufacturing stumbles have cost it business. AMD, its most direct rival, outsources production to Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, whose technology is now ahead of Intel's. That means AMD's chips are generally faster and consume less power. Its market share has more than doubled since 2019. A second challenge is the industry's growing specialization, a problem for Intel's traditional forte of general-purpose chips, especially if desktop PCs continue to stagnate. Technology giants flush with cash and keen to extract every drop of performance for their specific purposes increasingly design their own semiconductors. In 2020, Apple said it would drop Intel from its laptops and desktops in favor of custom-designed chips. Amazon is rolling out its Graviton cloud computing processors, also designed in-house and made by TSMC. Microsoft, whose cloud business is second only to Amazon's, is rumored to be working on something similar. Intel has also failed to make any headway in smartphones, the most popular computers ever made. An effort in the late 1990s to build graphics chips, which have also proved handy for artificial intelligence or AI, and to which Nvidia owes its enviable valuation, petered out. Attempts to diversify into clever new sorts of programmable or memory chips, in 2015 it paid $16.7 billion for Altera, which makes them, have so far not paid off in a big way. Mr. Gelsinger has yet to say how he plans to deal with the challenges. He does not look like a revolutionary. He began working at Intel aged 18 before leaving in 2009 to preside over EMC, a data storage firm, and for the past 9 years heading VMware, a software firm. In an email to Intel staff after his appointment was announced, he invoked its glory days, recalling being mentored at the feet of Grove, Robert Noyce and Gordon Moore, the last two being the firm's founders. Like them, but unlike his predecessor, Bob Swan, Mr. Gelsinger is an engineer who in 1989 led the design of a flagship chip,